Some new economic statistics today confirm what you've probably suspected. First, housing prices are way down this year. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index reports that as of October, home prices had dropped a record 18% from the year before in 20 big metropolitan areas. Also, not surprisingly, consumer confidence is way down, and retail sales are down. Robin Farzad of Business Week joins us from New York. And Robin, how low is consumer confidence?
How low can you go?
Yeah.
That's the question here. It's the lowest reading in the 41 years that they've been keeping tabs on this. But I think the market's taking it in stride because it's no secret that this year has been just a catastrophe across the board. So a lot of this is already baked in.
Now explain something to me about how it's been taken on, let's say, Mall Street here for a moment. Chain stores report sales down, if I have this right, 1.8%. for the week ending December 27th from last year, and there are dire forecasts that the whole season could be down 2% for all of November and December. If I could only see a loss of 2% on my home value or my stocks, I'd be thrilled. What do those numbers supposedly say, and are we so addicted to growth in the retail economy that even a small downturn is a catastrophe?
You know, it is partly that, but more urgently here is, I think, the anticipation of the hangover of this underwhelming holiday season. What you're going to see the next 2-3 months is, another 40-year superlative, unprecedented pain for retailers. You're going to see more than 75,000 stores close in the first half of 2009. Already the bankruptcies of Circuit City, Sharper Image, Linens and Things. And the fear here is that a lot of this prosperity that was baked into all these developers and their projects for strip malls and Trader Joe's here and a Macy's there, that's a false prosperity. And we're going to have to be paying for that in spades as retailers realize there just isn't the disposable income to afford that capacity.
So it's all the consequences that flow from a downturn in retail spending, however small that downturn might be.
Well, the downturn is from an unusual, a lot of people would say artificial high, in that you had this prosperity in this decade that was really built by kind of the wampum of the housing market. Everybody thought that home prices would keep going up. You could refinance. You could take cash out. And all of that is still unwinding quite painfully because people are underwater. They have negative equity. And they're just not going to go out there and dine at Red Lobster when they're feeling like this. And this despite the fact that retailers are just practically begging you to buy it. I mean, free shipping, buy one, get one free, I'll throw in my kidney, you name it, and it's just not working.
Now, a couple of months ago, you shared with us your personal contrarian indicator of market trends, the Persian Relative Contrarian Index. What do your Persian relatives say? What do they tell you about the state of the economy at year's end?
Well, you know, this summer, actually, to update it, they were all keen on oil prices at $140, $145. You know, Farzad, we need to buy oil. We need to warehouse it. And lo and behold, they called the top because oil has since fallen to $35.
You can count on them to tell
and
you.
I'll tell you this. They have not talked about the stock market in almost a decade. And I think by dint of that deafening silence, it might finally be time for Americans to come back to equities after having their heart broken so many times. Nothing is working out there. You're not making money on your savings. Commodity prices have fallen. You're worried about losing your job. What kind of money is coming in the door? So people are going to have to get creative and, I think, worryingly a bit more desperate than they have been.
Robin Farzad, thanks a lot for talking
Thank you,
with
Robert.
Us today.
Thank you.
It's Robin Farzad, senior writer for Business Week, talking to us from New York City.